We've been hearing about the Vaidagdi Sindhu of Srimati Radharani from Radharas Tiranidhi, verse number 18. And we'll read the verse again from Radharas Tiranidhi. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur Tungavidya Sakhi Ki. Vaidagya Sindur Anuraga Rasaika Sindur Vatsalya Sindur Ati Sundar Kripaika Sindhu Lavanya Sindur Amritachavi Rupa Sindhu Sri Radhika Spur Tome Ridi Kali Sindhu. O Radhika, please, I want to see these beautiful oceanic expressions and qualities of your Prem Sarup. So the first one is Vaidagya Sindur, ocean of clever expertise, an expertise that expressed her expertise in love and Vaidagya towards her Vaidagya Madhav, as expressed through these different 64 arts, which we heard about, some extraordinary ones. So now we're going to read about the second ocean, Vaidagya Sindur Anuraga Rasaika Sindur, this Anurag Ras. So she's an ocean of Anurag Ras. It says, Anurag Ras Aika means Eka. Anurag Ras Eka, you know, Eka means one or only, Sindur. So what this one translation is, as it says here, Radharani is an ocean of single-minded, extraordinary love. Anurag Rasaika Sindhu. Another translation is that means Eka means only one. Radharani and no one else is the only ocean of Anurag Ras. Radha is the ocean of single-minded extraordinary love, which it says. So why does Saraswati Pad say Anurag Ras? Why is he distinguishing it? Because we know in Prema that the gopis love. There's different levels that Krishna Prema can go to in a Siddhadeya or in the spiritual world. And Vatsali Rasa goes to one level and Sakhi Rasa Dasya. We mentioned that the other day in Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamita Sindhu. So Madhurya Ras, it goes to Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. And then different levels of Mahabhav. So this Anurag is Rag Anurag. Anurag and this Bhav, after that it's only those in Madhurya Ras. Like the Mahishis of Dwarka, they can experience Bhav. Ruta, even up to the level Ruta Bhav. It's kind of a semblance. It's called Mahabhav Abhas. The queens of Dwarka, in 90th chapter of Bhagavatam, 10th canto, there's something called Mahishi Gita, which is very important to know the intense supremacy of the Brajagopis Mahabhav. In that Mahishi Gita, in chapter 90 of the 10th canto, there's a section there where Dwarkadish is separated from the queens of Dwarka, and then they're alone. So then they start crying in Vilap. Oh, where's our Sham? They see the mountains. Because they're living on the ocean. They say they're not going to the forest and addressing the Tulsi trees and Palasha trees and Kurabaka trees and all these different trees, Ashok trees, Nipa trees, Kadamba trees. Because there's not so many there. Maybe there must be there. But they don't ask so much the natural things. Because the natural things in that environment, the mountains, there's mountains there. In Gujarat, the mountains come down to the ocean in Dwarka. Oh, mountains, they address the mountains. They address the ocean. Oh, ocean, why? And it's like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night. Somehow they're separated from their Lord. And then they're speaking in Vilap, in Viraha, in separation. Oh, oceans, why are you roaring at night? Why are you roaring at night? Are you feeling separation? Are you crying in separation from your beloved? Like we're crying in separation, wailing, and pining and separation from our Dwarkadish? Because they're ha, ha. When the waves break, if you live near the ocean, you go ha, 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 ha. They make this sound. No? Depends on how big they are. Little ones go psh, psh. Little waves go like psh, psh. When they hit the beach, little waves go psh. Sometimes I think, what is it, that Arabian Sea in Bombay, the waves come psh. Little without this big waves, you know, psh. Hardly make. But if you live in Puri or someplace where sometimes big waves, or even the waves, ha ha, it sounds like they're roaring, like they're crying and roaring, ha ha. Priyatam kaha kaha. So then Vishwanath Chakravartipad is explaining that the feelings that they're exhibiting there, and their separation from Dwarkadish, are what is called Rudha, a semblance of Rudha Mahabhav. So there, Madhurya Prem goes to Rag, Anurag, and just at the level of Anurag and Mahabhav. Because Anurag is just one step before Mahabhav. So generally, it's said that only the gopis have Anurag, although the queens have some. But then their Anurag very quickly goes to Mahabhav. Now he's saying that Radharani, she's Rasika, he says her, she's the Anurag Ekaras, Anuras Sindhu. That she, only she has this level, this ocean of Anurag. And we'll explain why all that is tomorrow. Radharas Siddhanidhi Ki Jai.